Although we don't usually think of it that way, says Dr. Bill Thomas, we begin getting old while we are still surprisingly young.
If you look at the biology of aging, they actually begin in our late 20s. In fact, right around our 28th birthday, human beings sort of shift from what you would call maturation to aging. Unfortunately, it takes a good bit after our late 20s for the wisdom to show up.
Thomas is a New England-based geriatrician whose life-centered approach to elder care, known as the Eden Alternative, has been adopted by thousands of nursing homes across the country. More recently, he's been barnstorming the nation with what he calls the Changing Aging Tour, a nonfiction theatrical experience meant to change attitudes about getting older in people of all ages.
A lot of people view aging as a matter of decline, a matter of loss. To grow older is simply to become less. And really, the science and the history and the mythology and all these things tell us that aging is actually quite complicated and beautiful. And in some ways, really the thing that makes us so fully human.
One part of that, he adds, is that we humans do it differently than other animals.
We're a very strange species. Our closest biological relatives, the chimpanzees, we have 99% the same DNA, and yet we live twice as long as they do. And all of that extra life comes after reproductive maturity. We've got, compared to chimpanzees, this bonus lifetime that is unprecedented in the rest of nature.
Yet, Thomas says, the popular notion that we are now living longer than prior generations isn't quite accurate.
If you look at the census 100 years ago, in the 100 years since then, the life expectancy of an 80-year-old has gone up almost 3 years. And for a 90-year-old, the growth in life expectancy is much smaller, less than a year. So we've learned how to age to the fullest extent of our biology. There's plenty of evidence that people lived into their 80s, 90s, and 100s in ancient Greece and in ancient Rome. Our potential for long life hasn't changed much in thousands of years. What has changed is how many people get to live into their 80s and 90s. That's really different.
All this is context for Thomas's one-day, three-part tour stop in Santa Rosa this week, an event, he jokes, should really have a longer name.
Really, if we had a full title on this, it would be, "We're Changing the Story We Tell Ourselves About Our Own Aging." But that wouldn't fit on a poster.
So what is that new story?
I think we need a story that tells us about late life development, that growth and pleasure and meaning and value and worth are part of the story of aging.
Promulgating that perspective is what Thomas has taken to the road to accomplish.
If I get to leave town and people have a new sense of hope about the possibilities of aging and the potential richness of growing old, I'll be a very happy man.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCP's North Bay Report.